This is the Radio Tismas International Tismas Fest Special, with all things related to the Tismas Fest Music Festival. RTI, your life depends on it. This is Radio Tismas International with today's weather report. Good afternoon. Today's weather in a word, or rather a mood. Yes, we are indeed counting down to the annual Tismas Fest Music Festival taking place on Tismas between the 11th and the 15th of July. But before we go to the Tismas Fest specific news, here are the Tismas news from mid-May up until today, curated over some time due to the lengthy RTI hiatus. I am your host, Jarle Pettersson, and this is Radio Tismas International. Before we move on to the general Tismas news, I'd very much like to extend much greeting from the entire Tismas population to our faithful listener in Japan, the incomparable Fu Ran, heard in our last episode and whose station you should visit at your earliest convenience. Fu Ran-san, here's my attempt at playing the Japanese classic Sakura, and then some. Please, bear with me.
Folk mode will be a female.
I'm so sorry, Fu Ran-san, but I did my best, although a very feeble attempt. In all truth, I can't even tell a Japanese instrument from a Chinese one, and I really do not know the melody, not in full anyway. And the apparent drunken drivel at the end there. Well, what can I say except to add that I recorded this quite a few years ago, dug up from the vaults in your exclusive honor. Please forgive me. Local news. A new housing project is under development at Kruken and London near Våge. At some point in the foreseeable future, which is to say 10 to 15 years, set to contain 60 housing units. The project is a joint venture between the local council and private property developers. The Tysnes Local Council recently donated the sum of NOK 16,000 to various local clubs and associations for use in the fight against the Spanish slugs, devastating gardens and fields all over the island, according to local newspaper Bladet Tysnes. Labour Party councillor Asbjørn Myklestad proposed to double the sum but was voted down.
Time.
In our public meeting held on Tisnes in mid-May, fish farming tycoon Gerhard Alsaker suggested to stop using the slogan "The God Island" for Tisnes promoting purposes. The slogan was introduced some years ago under reference to the possibility of undocumented ancient pagan activities on Tisnes. Mr. Alsaker, wildly aggravated by the use, feels it in no way represents the modern-day island community it sets out to promote. Temperatures were much higher than normal in May, with dry and sunny weather putting the Tisnes community at risk of wildfires. The local fire brigade immediately introduced a ban on the use of open fire and barbecuing on the land. Garden barbecuing, however, was still allowed. It is uncertain if the ban has been lifted at the time this pre-recorded segment goes on air.
Built with facts.
Right, so this track, of course, belongs in the Tysnesfest section of the show, seeing as the Prodigy will in fact appear in this year's Tysnesfest, but how could I not, following a segment on a ban on Open Fire? Sorry about that. If you've been following this station for some time, you will perhaps remember that Tysnes is a very wet place, which makes the aforementioned drought a very atypical phenomenon. In fact, so much so that not only has a ban on open fire been imposed, but in parts of Tysnes it is now even forbidden to water the garden lawns. I tell you, these are strange times indeed. A dust cart from the Sunhodlan Intermunicipal Waste Management Company managed to drive slightly off the road, resulting in a flat tyre. The dust cart was left to stay put throughout the entire Whitsun, or Pentecost if you will. In a short notice towards the end of May, local newspaper Bladet Tysnes recently informed the public that the mountainous sceneries were particularly nice, with daffodils and snow-capped mountain tops simultaneously observed. Local builders Anders Land Bygg recently held an exposition with 26 of its wholesale providers. According to local website Tysnesingen, the expo drew a substantial crowd made up by locals and vacation home owners. We'll be right back with more local news after this. Christmas Fest, the place you need to be. Ooh, that didn't sound very nice, did it? Please accept my apologies for the uneven sound quality. My broadcast grade microphone called it a day the other day, but as local Tysnes trade and industry has no use of my services within advertising, marketing, design and so on, my funds are somewhat limited to say the least, so I fear you will have to make do with this for quite some time. Moving on, this year's Tysnesfest boasts a host of world-class musicians, among whom you've already heard one, The Prodigy. Well, here's another one of their famous tracks. We'll be right back. As I mentioned, we'll see a great many famous bands and musicians during this year's Tysnasfest, and there's no reason why you shouldn't attend the music festival here on Tysnas between the 11th and the 15th of July. Sadly, I haven't seen a program in English, but please feel free to email post@tysnasfest.no for detailed information. Hell, I'll even be there to greet you, provided you tell me in advance. A famous Norwegian band also attending is Big Bang. This is Wild Bird.
1, 2, 3, 4. Wild bird flying, sing a song I can capture, and I'll make it up to you somehow. Hunted for a while in a pole set up Norwegian style, ready to show 'em what I can. Little bird came flying by, and as northern flames light up the sky, it would sing an idle rain. And I got lost into the lake. Took him down to be the center of my crown, and I thought he'd make the change. He was singing out, oh, rain. Wild bird flying, sing a song I can capture. Be the same, truly why will never tame, and I think it is a shame. Come on. Well, all of a sudden he stopped singing his song. I lost my mind and all went wrong, and I've got a heavy hand. Wild bird flying, sing a song I can capture, and I give it up to you. Wild bird flying, sing a song I can capture, and I give it up to you. If you can understand,
of course, there's Susanne Sundfør appearing on stage on Friday the 13th of July. Fed away. Okay, I think I'll stop here for now, saving some of the Tisner's Fest news for the next Tisner's Fest special. And now more general Tisner's news. Radio Tisner's International. For your listening pleasure. Years ago, back in 1957, Tisner's turned completely topsy-turvy when the population learned that the Hollywood production The Vikings, featuring Kirk Douglas, Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh, was to be filmed in the nearby Meyrangerfjord in the Kvinnherad municipality. As Vikings were a crucial factor, Viking ships were in high demand, of which one was built here in Lundegrend, from where I hail, to be precise. Also, lots of extras were needed, resulting in the male population growing beards. Needless to say, the event went down in the Tisner's history as one of the island community's proudest moments. The film premiered 60 years ago in 1958. There's been some talk lately about the possibility of an express boat to nearby Bergen, calling it Hodnanes, which would provide Tisner's with two express boats either side of the island. Which again led me to ponder the making of modern civilization and how railway stations created the reason to build cities around them. Only thing is, of course, the Norwegian way of thinking is a little different. We would love for people to move to where we're at, but wouldn't dream of moving to them. Which leads us back to square one. That's me in the philosophical corner. Last weekend was very busy for the local Tisner's police as a plastered man caused quite a racket at the Mandelhuset restaurant, bashing another guest. He was shown away shortly thereafter, but attempted a break-in after the restaurant closed. Later on the same night, the police observed a man hitting another man just nearby. Just as he was sent off to the Nick in Bergen, the police received news of an episode involving knives in Uggdal at a recently opened pub, already infamous for very physical disagreements.
Fuck. You are listening to Radio Tisnes International.
This is for the Irish Tisnes friend, Mr. Paul Amani, and the entire population of Glanmire in Cork. Theme from Harry's Game by Clannad, off their 1983 album, Magical Ring. Paul, I hope you like it. I'm so ashamed. I don't know what to do with myself. You see, the following segment from Lulu Island in Brisbane on the Australian East Coast was actually called in before last episode's other Australian call-in from Georgie D on the West Coast, but somehow never really caught my attention. A call from Lulu is always welcome, so here goes.
GB, you were saying you wanted to say something to Yala? Well, you're going to have to stop grooming and say something so I can translate. GB, what did you want to say? Why are you... Oh, she said she's really enjoying your shows. Yeah? Oh... She's got a case of the fangirls. She's giggling. She's like, she likes your voice. She likes the stories. So, you know, she's a little lost for squawks.
Well, peep-a-loo-loo, she's smart. Beep-a-ba-loo-loo, I don't, she's sassy. Beep-a-ba-loo-loo, she's funny. Beep-a-ba-loo-loo, she's all that. And she's found right here on Anchor FM. She's our baby love. Lulu Island, for your listening pleasure. Hello, this is an outdoor recording. on this beautiful Sunday, the 27th of May. The weather's magnificent, which has been the case for days on end. For a couple of weeks, I think, actually, more or less. And there doesn't seem to be an end to it, which is lovely. I can only hope that this doesn't restrict the summer of 2018 to the month of May. Time will show. I suspect this is going to be aired sometime in June, maybe. Maybe before, for all I know. There are still a few snow-capped mountains around me. Well, hardly any snow at all, but just a little bit. The mountains are green, as are my own surroundings down here. Lots of flowers are all around. You may be able to hear the birds. Yesterday, a herd of sheep ran past me outside on their way to the mountains, where they graze all summer long. I think that's all I have to say for now. Cheers. Here's a tune from my neighbor, Taoye Stem. Well, neighbor in the sense that he has a cottage next to ours, no more than 100 yards away, although he lives in Bergen. Taoye is the Ralph Myers and the Jack Heron band's drummer, and therefore the band's absolute centerpiece, as you will hear. Thank you, neighbor, and thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. RTI will be back with another Tisner's Fest special sometime during the month of June. Meanwhile, do take care. This is Radio Tisner's International, and I'm Jarle Pettersson, signing off for now.